An Indian freedom fighter celebrated his 119th birthday last week. Of course, he was not around to celebrate it. Or was he? Subhash Chandra Bose, called Netaji by most Indians, disappeared in 1945 after a fiery plane crash. But because his body was never found, he has become the great Indian mystery. Indians for decades kept thinking he would suddenly reappear. Last week, the Prime Minister finally released 100 classified files to mark his birthday, but there was no smoking gun yet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Netaji was a freedom fighter who had been put under house arrest by the British in Kolkata. But he snuck away disguised as an old Muslim man in 1940. Even his own mother did not know he was gone. She never saw him again. In the middle of the war, he set up a Free India Centre in Berlin, from where he would broadcast to India. His This Is Subhash speaking speeches enthralled Indians who listened secretly on crackling radios.
Friends, I do not know how many of us who are going to participate in the coming battles will survive to see India free. But whether we survive or not, we are confident that India shall be free.
A German submarine helped deliver him to East Asia, and in 1942, he formed the Indian National Army in Singapore with Japanese help. The INA and the Japanese marched on British India. They even raised the Indian flag for the first time in Moirang in northeast India before the Allied forces beat them back. That battle was one of the fiercest in the war. Some 30,000 died as Indians fought Indians. In a country fed the gospel of Gandhi's non-violence, Bose became the great martial hero. In 1945, Bose was supposed to have died in a plane crash in Taiwan, but many remained convinced that he did not. Over the years, there were many reports that Netaji had been spotted. Netaji in Mao's Red Army, Netaji in the Soviet Gulag, Netaji at Nehru's funeral, Netaji at Gandhi's funeral incognito, Netaji as a mysterious holy man in an Indian ashram, Netaji in a Mongolian trade delegation. In 2014, there was a gathering under Kolkata's fabled Shahid Minar monument to demand that his birthday be declared a national holiday. A politician reassured the crowd that Netaji would come back. If Netaji had survived that 1945 plane crash, he would have been 118 years old already. But hope springs eternal. While the rally was not packed and business was slow for the man selling Netaji posters and Netaji trinkets, the Netaji obsession soldiers on. In part, it's the human fascination with the unsolved mystery. The idea that there are these classified top secret files sitting with the Prime Minister's office, that the Home Ministry has 70,000 pages about Netaji's fate locked in its coffers, makes for irresistible conspiracy fodder. Did India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, not want Netaji to return because he could have been a powerful opposition figure? Was Netaji hidden in a Soviet gulag or put to death by Stalin? Now a new regime is in power in India and wants to claim Netaji as its own icon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is fulsome in his praise for Bose.
Bharat Mata Ki Jai! Subhas Babu! Subhas Babu, Subhas Babu, Subhas Babu.
The fact is, a missing in action Netaji is much more useful to politicians than an opinionated living Netaji with his leftist socialist ideals would have been. By disappearing in that plane crash, he has become a figure whom all could claim and mold to their needs. Now television stations have been running their Netaji specials and the talking heads are arguing about who is lying and who is covering up.
When they strangulated history, if the accusation against us is strangulating history, they
look nervous tonight. You look nervous tonight, C.R. Kesavan. You look so nervous tonight, C.R. Kesavan.
It's amazing that 119 years after he was born, Subhash Bose still has political currency here, as if this is a country still holding out for a hero. It is his mysterious disappearance that has ironically kept him alive with countless what-if theories. The mystery of Subhash Bose has trumped the actual history of Subhash Bose. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. You can now find all my past episodes and other amazing podcasts on KALW's new podcast page at kalw.org/KALW podcasts. Check it out.